Hello, it's Barbara. I've just been down to the drop-in, Central Methodist, blind drop-in, which is every month on a Wednesday. And there I have met your local eye clinic liaison officer, who is called Alice Elliott, and she's agreed to speak with us. Hello, Alice.
Hello.
I didn't know Calderdale had a liaison officer, and I'm quite amazed at the list of things that you do. Anyway, if you want to just tell us what your job entails.
Okay, yeah, thank you very much. It's the Eye Clinic Liaison Officer. It's all about providing practical and emotional support to anybody with an eye condition. That help can range from stuff like welfare rights and benefits, making sure you're getting everything that you're entitled to. Emotional support, especially if you're newly diagnosed with an eye condition, it can be a very stressful time, and I'm able to talk that through with you and make sure that you know about all the support available in terms of living with your eye condition. If you become registered either sight impaired or severely sight impaired or partially sighted or blind, as we used to say, I organise all that for you and then talk with the local authority. I can help if you're working and you're worried about keeping your job if you've got a sight condition. Or if you maybe haven't worked for quite a long time, maybe you didn't feel that you could stay in your job when you were diagnosed with sight loss, but you'd like to go back into the workplace, I can help you think about your options and maybe refer you on for more support if you want it. I can help you think about products and assistive technology. There's a lot out there at the moment that can really help, really make a difference in terms of mobile phone apps, assistive software on your computer or laptop or tablet. So if you feel that you'd like to look to find out more about the technology available, I can help with that, and again refer you for more help if you want it. I can support families with children who've got a visual impairment, and carers too. I can refer into the children's services, make sure, again, that families are getting everything they're entitled to if one of their children is visually impaired. And I also like to keep track of everything else that's going on locally that I can let people know about. So I always say to people, if there's anything you're unsure of and you don't know who else to ask, give me a ring and I'll see what I can do. I can't promise to know the answer straight away, but I can certainly go away, talk to people and find out for you.
So really you act like a filter for people's problems, no matter what it is. People with sight problems, whether they want to learn how to use a computer, as you say, if they want to go back to work, or money worries. Mm.
That's right. I like to see it as an information support and referral point. It sounds like I'm jack of all trades, but it's more about knowing a man who can, or a woman.
Now, I heard you say you were based in Huddersfield.
Huddersfield is, it covers the whole of Huddersfield and... Sorry, Calderdale and Huddersfield Hospital Trust.
Right, but yes. I did hear you say you're able to speak to people on the phone or maybe arrange to visit or come out with them.
Yes. I'm mostly clinic-based, but I travel between Huddersfield and Calderdale hospitals, and I will come up to Todmorden as well, and also talk on the phone. So
sometimes that's all it needs, is a reassuring phone call.
Well,
we'll give the number at this point, and then we'll give the number again at the end.
01484 343 228.
So are you ever in Todmorden Clinic, the health centre?
Not regularly.
No.
But I can certainly come out and see someone there. I mean, for example, if they had a hospital appointment anyway, an eye clinic appointment anyway. Can't promise we'd get a proper room. Might have to have a chat in the waiting area.
No.
But no, that's not a problem. I can travel out.
I noticed that you did bring today one or two little aids, like for making a drink, to know if the cup was full. Yeah. So anybody that needs anything like that, a magnifying glass I saw, little dots that you can stick on your cooker, was it?
Yes, yes.
So you have access to certain aids.
You get those things from sort of one of two places, really. Either the Calderdale Visual Impairment Team, they distribute the bump on stickers, right, and the liquid level indicators.
Yeah.
So if you want one, I can arrange for you to get one.
Yeah.
In terms of magnifiers, you'd get those from the Low Vision Clinic, which is based in Calderdale.
Right.
There's one at Huddersfield too, but for I expect most people listening, their nearest one will be Calderdale.
Right.
And that works like a hospital appointment. But if you want to visit, or if you've, say, been to the Low Vision Clinic years ago and you're not getting much use out of your magnifiers, maybe it's not very good anymore, you can always come back.
Right.
You can always, and I can, again, phone me on that number,
yeah,
and I can arrange it.
So even someone who's lost or partially sighted, even though they're not going regularly to any clinic, they can still contact you.
Of course,
I think that's important to know.
It is.
And the other thing is technology. Older people are beginning to take up technology, and you can point them in the direction of the sort of computer or tablet that they would be able to use.
Yes, yes, or arrange some more support to think about it. I mean, it's especially if you're deciding to buy one, it's a big decision. And it's something you'd want to be well informed on what you're spending your money on, isn't it? Yeah.
Well, it's been lovely to meet you. I didn't know this service existed, so I'm quite sure a lot of our listeners won't know. And thank you for your time, but let again repeat this number slowly.
Yes.
It's Alice Elliott.
And telephone number 01484 343 228.
And I presume they can leave a message if you're not in the office and you'll get back to them. So if you do need to ring Alice, please leave a message. Don't just hang up. Please leave a message and she will get back to you.
That's it,
okay, thank you, Alice.
Thank you.